We need the climate deniers. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing, presented by Capital One Bank. 2 weeks ago, BlackRock, the Wall Street powerhouse, which manages trillions in assets, announced it would set up special funds that avoid investing in coal and oil so that climate change believers could invest according to their vision of the future. And I see that companies ranging from BP to Microsoft are also responding to climate change, with Microsoft even promising to be carbon negative by 2030, which I guess means that you would be hastening the end of the world by not playing Grand Theft Auto V. Which is why I just wanted to take a moment to ask the climate believers to go easy on the climate deniers. And here's why. I saw an economic study that in areas with a lot of climate deniers, waterfront homes sold for 7% more than in the believer neighborhoods, because people invest according to their vision of the future. And you believers who find yourselves living at sea level or holding fossil fuel stocks, you're going to wake up one day in a cold sweat realizing, yikes, it's time to sell. And when that day comes, who are you going to sell to? Right. That person who thinks you're a nutcase tree hugger. So be nice to that person. That person may end up as your best friend ever. Just don't wait too long, because as a wise investor once said, when the water reaches the third floor, everyone's a believer. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.